Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem, and they said, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, you are by no means the least among the counties of Judah, since from you will come the ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the astrologers secretly, and he ascertained from them the exact time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go, search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child lay. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves, and they did him homage. And then they opened their treasures. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another route. This is the Gospel of the Lord. I preached on this Gospel and this feast many years, but as I was preparing today, a whole new interpretation came to me. I hope it makes sense to you. It does to me. And maybe it's because, quite frankly, the horrible state of our government. Because what we have here is revealed different kinds of power. They're searching for the newborn King of the Jews, a new kind of power, who's three times in the text described as a child, powerless, someone who can do anybody else no harm. And then we have entering on the stage two different kinds of power. First of all, we have King Herod. Now remember, I know in our mythology, that sounds like a bad word. He's the bad guy, isn't he? Well, he became the bad guy, but actually, he is the Jewish king of Israel. He is of the true religion. He is on the right side. He's the insider. And yet, even though he uses the scriptures, checks out the scriptures, we see that very quickly, all he's concerned about is the maintaining of his own power, that he is the king of Israel, and he doesn't want any new one coming on the scene. Then we have, and you've got to know, this is the real import of this gospel, ultimate outsiders. They're described as from the east. They're not Jews, they're certainly not Christians. They're not believers in our sense. They're astrologers. Now, astrologer in that time is equivalent to a scientist. To be a wise person was to observe the sun and the moon and the stars and their cycles and to follow their patterns. So here we have the ultimate outsiders, non-Jews, intellectuals. We would call them secular humanists or New Agers. It's just being honest. They're not insiders at all. And yet, they are sincere seekers. They are the ones who do him homage, are overjoyed at the star. When Herod hears about it, he says he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. He assembles the chief priests and the scribes, wanting to keep control. Brothers and sisters, there are very few people who know how to hold power, who know how to handle power well. Most people who get rich or get famous or get powerful use it for themselves. And you know that's true. I would say in my experience, it's less than 10% of people who have power who use it for the good of others. And these three kings, as we call them, are a different kind of kingship. They're not seeking their own, they're giving away to another. So on these two feast days, we have presenting to the new Christ, first of all, on the feast of Christmas, the shepherds. They symbolize the ordinary people, the poor people, those of us from the South Valley. Now we have, darn it, the successful people, the accomplished people, the smart people. And you know what? The Christ is for them too. They're not of any official religion, and yet what they are is sincere seekers of the truth. Sincere seekers of God. I think we Christians must begin to be honest about this. There are many people in the world who do not go to church on Sunday like we do. And yet we have to be humble and admit, not all, but many of these people care more about the world, care more about the truth, care more about the poor, care more about what's real than a lot of us who go to church every Sunday. And that's the symbolism here. Herod is the insider, the believer, who quotes the scriptures, and what does he end up? A murderer who wants to kill anybody who does not support his power. I think in this difficult time in our country, we are being forced to reflect upon true power and false power. Those who use their power for others, and those who simply use their power for themselves. We have given to us today a new kind of power, a new King of Israel, who comes to us not with all the signs and symbols of money and war and power, but a vulnerable, simple child who turns reality on its head and says that the only people who can handle power are those who have made journeys of powerlessness. That's why it's called the first step of the 12 steps. It's only those who have journeyed toward the Christ child who can be trusted with power at all.